Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. It's not uncommon to hear modern-day media critics charge that certain news magazines are politically biased, too liberal or too conservative, they suggest. You might be surprised to hear that even the photographs in the National Geographic magazine have been the subject of some scrutiny. According to anthropologist Catherine Lutz and Jane Collins, the magazine's famous photographs have had a slant of their own that have subtly shaped our impressions of the people and places they've featured. Lutz and Collins did a study of the images found in the century-old magazine. They interviewed employees of National Geographic, analyzed the editing process and layout of the magazine's pages, and looked at the organization's mission statement. They found that National Geographic photographers and editors selected images that straddled the line between science and entertainment. Most photographs emphasized the exotic as beautiful, fulfilling a 1915 mission statement that declared that, quote, only what is of a kindly nature is printed about any country or people. Thus, the magazine tended to idealize non-Westerners. It did this by using a high percentage of portraits in which the subjects were smiling, presenting pictures mainly of middle-class non-Westerners, and avoiding images of violence or bloodshed. In analyzing these journalistic techniques, Lutz and Collins were not trying to condemn the world-famous magazine. Rather, they were simply pointing out the ways in which National Geographic's images, much like the images of other media outlets, have been manipulated to affect our view of the world. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is produced by Kathleen Sabo and Paul Ingalls.